was that feeling like when you got it?
Words can't even describe it. You know, to be out this long and to have to deal with the adversity I've had, I just want to thank God, you know, for giving me the opportunity to even play and, you know, allowing me to score, you know, in my first game. It's just great to, you know, get that under your belt, and it's like you get that off your chest.
Well, Gillis said he had to throw it away on that one incompletion to you, but obviously you were open. What was your reaction to just the play, and when did you know you had a beat?
I knew from the way he was covering, he wasn't really looking at me, and, you know, as if something was going on back there that I couldn't see, that he could see. And that probably explains, you know, why Eli put it up early, and I just saw it going up. And, you know, like you said, I guess there was some pressure or something going on. But, you know, those plays happen in the game, and you got to keep moving forward. You know, as bad as you want to go get that one, you know, you can't get it back. So you just got to move forward.
With such high expectations, did you grow frustrated, just anxious, constantly hearing and wondering when you were
going to pick? You know, it's tough. You know, anytime you're out and you're injured and, you know, what you love to do is taken away from you. It challenges, you know, your character as a man. And I definitely don't think it was easy for me, you know, to have to, you know, I hear about it every day. And it's just something that, you know, it was a constant reminder of, you know, when I get the opportunity, I got to make the most of it, because you never know when your last one will be. And, you know, I feel like I, you know, I'm in the right direction right now. And, you know, there's still tons more work to do. I remember there was a few times I didn't take the best release and, you know, didn't give Eli, you know, the amount of space to throw. So there's a lot of things that we need to work on as an offense.
What's it mean for you to have the winning touchdown pass in the first
quarter? I don't really know if it was a winning touchdown pass. You know, it was early in the fourth, I think, and, you know, there's still plenty more football to play. But, you know, anything that I could do to help the team, you know, is good enough for me.
Are you the primary read on that one?
You know the ball was coming to you? I didn't exactly know that the ball was coming, but you know, I had an idea, and since it was a double move route, I had an idea that, you know, the ball was coming, and I just saw it go up, and you know, I'm just thinking in my head, there's no way that I'm gonna let this one hit the ground, and I did my best to just run under it and catch it, and you know, that feeling is something that I can't even describe.
If you believed in your skills, obviously coming in, it had been a while since you were just out on the field in a game, and to get out there and then, I guess, be the fastest guy in the field. I mean, was there any nerves? That, you know, am I good enough? You know what I'm saying? Did you go through any of that? And how did it feel when you obviously measured up with what was out there?
There was definitely a lot of nerves. It was kind of, you know, kind of reminded me of, you know, back during the draft, you know, and it didn't all seem real. And, you know, I finally get down, you know, I'm in the green room, and it kind of finally all just hits you. And, you know, I remember the national anthem came on, and all the emotions, all the stress, the anxiety, the anger, everything that, you know, I'd been dealing with, it just kind of, you know, just kind of hit me at that moment, and I shed some, you know, some tears of joy. And, you know, I go out and Eli throws my, and I get my first catch, and just the relief, you know, of just, you know, it's like, all right, now you're back to playing football. You know, this is what you do.
Did you know that you were going to be coming in the second series, that you'd be taking a series off? Or?
I had an idea that, you know, coach told me, he said, don't expect to not play early. And, you know, and I got in the second series, and, you know, I just, like I said, I just try and, you know, fill that role and do the best of my ability. Yeah, definitely. You know, it kind of gave me chills, just, you know, to have our fans, you know, behind me like that, even after everything that's happened, and, you know, how long the extent of time that I've been out is, you know, it's great to know that they support you.
Did you expect to be returning punts? Did you expect to go out there today to be in a punt return?
There was definitely, you know, I talked to coach, and he said that there's opportunities back there. If you're ready, you know, I'm gonna put you back there. And there's a few times in the game he asked me, you know, do you want to go back there? And I told him yes. And then, you know, I got an opportunity to get one of them, and you know, I had to fair catch it, but, you know, there'll be plenty more chances.
Odell, doing a comment to him out, watching games, doing little reps, did you see things within the game that you know that you can do to improve the scene when you punch it out?
I feel like that's with anything. You know, if you're sitting back and watching something, it's easier for you to, you know, be like, oh, you should have made that cut or that cut, and it's just something that, you know, it's not the same when you're in the game. But there was definitely times where I'm at home watching, and it's, you know, it was a great feeling knowing that the offense that we have, you know, is just one that could be so great. And just knowing that there's things that I need to bring to the table, you know, to help the team out. I remember sitting back in the Redskins game, probably my favorite, and watching Eli run in for a touchdown, and just the feeling I have is something, you know, kind of like catching my first touchdown. It's something that I just couldn't describe.
I'm sure you don't want to answer this question anymore, but how's your hamstring?
It's good. You know, it's good. Something that, you know, I'm trying to put behind and, you know, move forward from.
Was the speed better than you expected? Were you initially won by the speed of the
game? It was definitely fast. It was, you know, it was definitely a lot faster. But as the game went on, you know, and things, and they kind of started to slow down. And you have to tell yourself, you know, this is the NFL and this is the best of the best. But at the end of the day, you know, you're here for a reason. So, you know, anytime they put you on the field, they're giving you an opportunity to make plays. And, you know, I just got to do that to the best of my ability.
Did you play more than you expected today, or was this around as much as you thought you would coming in?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't coming into the game. I didn't know how much I was going to play, you know, and I really didn't know.
Did Coach Coughlin say anything to you after the game?
He said this is, you know, the first of many, and you know, we got a lot more work to do, and just keep working hard.
Was it difficult to deal with it when he was tough on you early?
I think that's tough love. You know, it's just something that I feel as if, you know, he wanted me to be out there and I wanted to be out there. But, you know, anytime you come into a new environment and you don't exactly know somebody, you could take, you know, first impression lasts forever. And, you know, sometimes it's like I wish I could have left a better impression. Maybe he wouldn't have acted the way he did, or I wouldn't have acted the way I did. And it's just something that, you know, I think we're on the same page now. I've had talks with him, and, you know, I think it'll be a lot better.
No. The first couple times be like, hey,
all right,
it's good now.
No, it's, you know, anytime you had something like that, it was in the back of my mind. But for me to be able to run a couple deep routes and you know, feel it out and you know, just know that it's okay, was a very, you know, calm feeling for me.
Was